The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this, and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable, and it's gotta be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place, because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte, and let's get started. SOS. When you hear and see abbreviations like this in the plant-based space, I know you probably do think, help me. But thankfully, SOS is not a cry for help from those who've embraced this amazing plant-based life. You're laughing.
No, that's brilliant. That's hilarious.
But you see things like that when you start plant-based and you think, what in the world? Like, you almost feel like you're in a foreign land with a foreign language.
Hey, you know what people probably see when they first start thinking plant-based? LOL. Lots of lettuce.
Yeah, I know your patients do. They're constantly talking about, I don't know how you eat all that rabbit food.
I can't just eat salad.
Well, you could,
but it'd probably get old soon.
Yeah, exactly. You got to have the good stuff. And I'm not saying salad's not the good stuff, but you've got to have those things that you love. We talk about that all the time. You know what we're talking about. And if you are new and you're not sure what we talk about yet, listen, you have got almost 190 episodes waiting for you. At the time of this recording, there are probably more if you're listening later. And just feast on it and just take one thing at a time and start implementing it. Don't get overwhelmed. There's a lot of things you could do, but what matters are the things that you will do, and you're going to get big changes. As long as you're following the principles that we're teaching, it happens time and again. So we know that this way of living works and that it's going to make you feel amazing. And that's what we're all about. You've got to be able to thrive in life. And in order to do that, you have to fuel your body right. But when you come into this space and you see all these abbreviations like SOS, you're thinking, what in the world? What are these people talking about? You know, Jared and I are all about leaving confusion behind. And so today we're going to clear up any confusion that you might have surrounding whole food plant-based abbreviations. I'm even going to tell you which one confused me the most for the longest time. I finally had to just pick around online and figure out, what in the world does this mean? The first one that I want to deal with is SAD. S-A-D. Like, is this a sad way to live? Or SAD is a great abbreviation for what it stands for. It stands for what? I'm going to quiz Jared.
Well, what I know to be sad is standard American diet.
That's it. Can you describe?
Womp, womp, womp.
Oh, good. We've got sound effects going on here. That is hilarious. Oh, my word. Never a dull moment.
Nothing but the best for you.
That's right. Bring it. Bring it, baby. Okay, so anyway, we've got the stats. So we've got the SAD diet, the standard American diet. And what is that, Jared?
That is the typical stuff you just find out in society. The overly processed foods, the fried foods, heavy on the meat and dairy and eggs. Mm-hmm. It's
animal products, oils, and processed foods. But processed foods,
because that could be vegetable, fruit, mm-hmm. whatever, but it's overly processed. So you've taken a lot of the good stuff out. Maybe you've taken out the fiber. You've taken out a lot of the nutrients. Just anything where, especially if it doesn't look like the original mm-hmm. product, you know, if an apple doesn't look like an apple, mm-hmm. it's probably not the best for you.
Right. And a standard American, well, that is a good point. I do not want to eat an apple that doesn't look like an apple. Just, that is not pretty. Okay. So the standard American diet can also include fast food. A lot of fast food is included in the standard American diet. What we want to do is get away from the sad way of living, the standard American diet. We don't want to eat that way because it's why we feel sluggish. It's why we're exhausted. It's why we can't accomplish those things that we want to do.
It's why we hurt.
It's why we hurt. It's why we're inflamed. Absolutely. And then what about WFPB?
That stands for whole food plant-based.
Ooh, you're two for two. That's pretty good.
Well, I know a thing or two. I don't think you'd keep me as your wingman if I didn't, so.
You're a mess. All right, whole food plant-based. Absolutely. We're going to move on to the next one, N-O.
Ah, yes. It stands for
It doesn't mean no.
It stands for don't eat that. No, it means no oil.
Don't eat that. No, no way. Nuh-uh, never. Yes, no oil. And so it does. It stands for don't eat that. No oil.
Yes, and many times you'll see that after WFPB.
Yes, which is why we wanted to talk about it next, because you might see WFPBNO, which is whole food plant-based, no oil. And another one that you might see linked with whole food plant-based, WFPB, is SOS. Okay. So what they mean is SOS free. And SOS is, again, it's not a cry for help. It's actually salt, oil, sugar.
Although when you first hear that, you may secretly inside cry for help if you're not used to this wave. And you think, wait, what? I've got to give up my oils?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If you want to live the best life, yes. But I guarantee you will not miss it.
I'm pretty sure I secretly cried on the inside. I might have actually cried on the outside when I learned I needed to give up my cheese and my dairy and all those creamy things. And then I realized, oh, wait, I don't have to give up all my creamy things. I can still have potato soup and
fettuccine Alfredo.
Fettuccine Alfredo and... what are all the creamy things? I mean, we eat so many creamy things, creamy sauces, creamy dressings, ranch dressings, something like a blue cheese dressing that we eat, gravy. I mean, I'm just thinking
the gravy, I think, was one of those that when you discovered that, kind of mm-hmm. tweaked and developed it, that made you happy.
Oh, yeah.
I know you have a lot of memories associated with that when you were younger.
Yeah, and just sour cream replacements, mayo replacements, things like that. It's so easy to do. But on the inside at first, you're crying. And like I did, sometimes on the outside, you're crying at first because you think, I have no clue where to start. I don't know what to eat. I don't know where to find it. And I certainly don't know what all these letters mean. So somebody just rescue me. And so that is what we want to do today. I want you to understand when you see SOS, all it means is salt, oil, sugar. So if they have WFPB, SOS, or SOS free, it just means a whole food plant-based diet without added salt, oil, or sugar. Okay, and with sugar, what they mean is processed white refined sugars.
And you can almost see that as a synonym for unprocessed, although whole food should imply unprocessed.
It's just getting a little more specific.
Exactly.
Right, it's getting a little more specific. So does that mean if you eat a little salt, you can't do whole food plant-based? Absolutely not. And there are ways to get saltiness in things that is much more healthy, ways to get flavors that will replace the saltiness, because I'm one that really did like salt and I backed way off on it because we eat sodium in other ways. We get it in our vegetables. We get it in different products as well, like miso that we know is much healthier. Now, if you're new to plant-based, you may be thinking, what in the world? Now she's throwing out a term, miso. I have no idea what that is. Stick around here for long enough. You're going to hear all about it and learn what that is because I love using that product.
Yeah, but that one's actually not an abbreviation. That's
no,
an actual
it's
real
not.
product.
But it's a wonderful thing to add. And there's so many ways you can get these things that you're removing from your life, salt, oil, sugar, things that you think, how in the world would I ever cook without oil? How do you do that? And does that taste gross? I mean, don't you lose all the flavor? Well, no, you don't. And so, again, I don't want to go deeply into what each of these things is. I just want you to understand the abbreviations so that you don't get confused. So our next one is PBMP. PBMP. That means plant-based meal plan. So if you ever see anybody put PBMP, it means plant-based meal plan. This is the one that tripped me up the worst. I could not figure out what in the world. Whoa. W-O-E. Whoa. It's like, oh, that sounds pleasant.
I know. It's yet another one that sounds sad.
Right. Like SOS help me. Whoa. This is horrible. No. Whoa is just simply way of eating. So people will talk about when I first started this whoa. What are they talking about? Were they really sad? What happened? No, it's just this way of eating.
Well, and you could also even see it as a replacement for the word diet, because the word diet has, I feel like, been hijacked, because diet is simply a way of eating. However, it's become synonymous with deprivation, unhappiness,
calorie counting, which is deprivation, like you said.
Complicated methods of eating. So
portion control.
Way of eating. It's just a way of saying diet without using the D word.
And you know what? I'm sure that's how it came about. And I had never thought about that before. That is an excellent point. And then you've got things like IP. People talk about cooking in their IP. That's, do you want to guess? Do you
Instant know? Pot.
Instant pot. We love our Instant Pot. Y'all, I'm talking, if you just want to be able to throw something in a pot and press start and have dinner done, you need to get an Instant Pot. It is a lovely thing. I mean, there's been so many times that we honestly have been going out the door to the beach. I'll dump stuff in there, press start, and we come home and the house smells amazing and dinner's ready. It's on the table within 3 minutes of us walking in the door. And that is a sweet thing after you've been to the beach or been out anywhere for that matter, going to soccer games, going out to wherever you're going, coming home to dinner cooked for you. Yes, please. I'll take that sous chef in my kitchen anytime. So then we have Nooch. What's Nooch?
Nooch is
N-O-O-C-H.
N-O-O-C. That one's not an abbreviation. That is yeast.
But it is really, well, it's not an abbreviation, but it's a shortened version. It's kind of like a nickname. Thinking, it's a nickname.
So not like whoa, where it's way of eating. So it's not an acronym.
Right. Exactly.
It's an abbreviation, yes. It's a type of yeast that is used many times to replace the cheesy flavor in things. Mm-hmm.
It stinks. It pretty much smells like dirty socks. It really does stink. And so we tried it and people go nuts over it. It's almost like people get addicted to it like cheese. So I want you to kind of notice that in the space, especially if you're new and you haven't started eating it yet. I want you to just think about and notice how people go crazy over it, because it kind of gives them that same type of cheesy flavor. But what I found is we can get it without the nutritional yeast. And we have found, even trying different brands, very good brands, that we still just don't feel good after eating it. And so we just don't use it. But you have to judge for yourself, listen to your body, see how you respond to it, and look it up. Do a little research and see how it actually works on the body and some of the effects that it can have as well. And then we're on to POP, P-O-P. What does that stand for?
Well, if you're from the North, you might think it's synonymous with a soda, a Coke, but not here. That is Power on Plants.
Yes. And how do we choose that name? What is it about power? What does that exactly mean? Well, it's gaining physical energy, gaining power in your body so you can thrive in all areas of your life. But it's also about more than that. It's about empowering yourself so you can live your very, very best life and not just, okay, let's just say, for example, you go into the doctor's office and that someone in a white coat walks in and they give you a diagnosis. And so you take that diagnosis at face value and you let it define your destiny. At that point, you are not empowered in your health. You're taking on something that someone else has said to you and you're going to walk it out for the rest of your life as though there were nothing you could do about it. And what we do know is there is a lot that you can do. So I don't ever want you to not be empowered. start eating more whole plant foods, because this is one of the biggest ways you can empower yourself to live a vibrant and energetic life, to get power, your power back in your health, but also to power yourself, to fuel your body well. Get your power on plants and see if it doesn't make a huge difference in your life. So what's POPS with an S?
POPS with an S, that would be our own special community, Power on Plants Society.
Yes, it's our membership. We have amazing women in there. It's only open certain times of the year, but we absolutely love this community. It's growing and the women are thriving, getting amazing changes. And we love to hang out there. And the last one is sunshine. And you're going to hear that one if you hang around here a lot. Hey there, sunshine. Why do we call our members sunshine? Because when they grab hold of this way of living, they become vibrant. They're able to shine in all areas of their life. This is our heart's desire for you. So don't let seeing something like an abbreviation that you don't understand stop you in your tracks from living this amazing lifestyle, or looking at a recipe and seeing an ingredient and going, nope, never going to try that. Learn. Grow, get in community with like-minded people, get around people who can teach you and show you what they've learned along the way. And before long, you're going to discover that this way of living is one of the simplest, if not the simplest. I honestly would argue that it is the simplest, easiest, and healthiest way that you can live. Because we've said this before, but I want you to march out over time any kind of way of eating, any kind of woe that you're thinking about taking on, right? March it out over time. Think about what is happening on the inside. Look at the research studies. What is happening to people over the course of years as they keep eating a certain way? What's going on inside their vessels? Are they cleaning out or clogging up? How do the people look as a whole that are actually eating this way as well? You can learn a lot about a way of eating by looking at that alone. So I want you to just think about those things and make this simple for yourself. Jared and I are so glad that you've been able to join us today to demystify all these letters and abbreviations, because it's just like everything in whole food plant-based living. It's not hard. It's just new and it's different. But once you learn it, now it's just what you do. It's just what you know. It's your way of life. And this life is one that when you grab hold of it, things are going to start changing in such amazing ways. Listen, I've got to share this story with you because it's on my mind. There was a study done in which women came in and they started eating whole food plant-based. They had the women eat whole food plant-based for 3 weeks. I want you to remember this story. 3 weeks. Okay. They stopped eating all animal products. They stopped eating dairy, meats, cheese, and just went all in for 3 weeks. And let me tell you, by the third week, it came time for them to go back to their old way of eating, because in the study, they needed to look at their body, at their blood work, see how their body changed in those 3 weeks of eating whole food plant-based, and what happened when they went back to their SAD diet, right? Now you know what that means, standard American diet. And so after the 3 weeks of them eating whole food plant-based only, the study came to a halt. The researchers were not able to complete the study because the women would not go back to their old way of living. Their participants dropped out because they felt so amazing, because they loved the food so much. Their taste buds had already started changing. Their blood work had changed immensely. And when you see those kind of changes after 3 weeks of living away and you like the food and you're feeling good and you're starting to figure things out by that time, there's no way you're wanting to go back. And so they had to cancel the study. The study was over. And that is the proof right there. I mean, what an amazing example of how this way of living can change everything for you. So no matter where you are with your health journey today, no matter how you feel, no matter what label has been slapped onto you, I want you to understand that even the most common diseases today, the chronic diseases, they're labeled chronic. Like they're looked at as though you can never reverse them. Many of them are reversible. Most of them are reversible with lifestyle changes That includes what you're putting into your body. So have hope. Walk away from this episode. Remember the story of the women in this study. Don't give up. And know that now you're armed with even more information. You know what these abbreviations are. So now you won't get confused and tripped up when you see them. And you're just one step further ahead than what you were before you press play. And so we love being a part of your life. Thank you for allowing us the honor of being a part of your journey. We truly care about you. We are so glad you're a part of the POP family. Before you go, make sure to leave a written review and let us know a little bit about you. Jared and I read all the reviews and look forward to hearing how finding this podcast is changing your life. We hope you have an amazing week, sunshine, and we'll see you again next time on Power on Plants.